Good morning, Oregon, and thank you once again for loading me down and queuing me up. I'm Finn J.D. John with another daily episode of the Offbeat Oregon History Audio Edition podcast. Every weekday, this podcast brings you another story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History syndicated newspaper column. Full details about the column you'll find on the website at offbeatoregon.com. Check it out when you get a chance. But first, I want to tell you the story of the Trail of Lewis and Clark. It was a trail of, among other things, heavy metal laxatives, dozens and dozens of mercury-laden purgative pills. Dr. Rush's bilious pills is what they're called, invented by founding father Benjamin Rush, and they were an indispensable part of the Corps of Discovery's kit. Toxic but effective, caused frenetic purging if administered in sufficient quantities, and helped the explorers cope with a very low-fiber diet, because, of course, all they were eating was animals that they had killed. No one could trust any of the plants. Researchers have actually been able to follow the trail of toxic chemicals to determine where they went when they crossed the country. This story was first published on June 29th, 2010, and I'm going to read it to you now. Here we go. As Lewis and Clark's Corps of Discovery worked its way across North America to Oregon's Fort Clatsop, it left something behind that would prove invaluable to future historians. Laxatives. Today this sounds trivial or perhaps like a joke, but at the time, laxatives, or rather purgatives in general, were a big deal. The Corps left on its journey long before anyone knew what a microbe was, and physicians knew almost nothing about how the human body worked. What they had was a basic theory which had come down to them from about 150 AD, courtesy of a Roman doctor named Galen. The idea was that illness was caused by an imbalance in the body's humors, or fluids. Blood, phlegm, yellow bile, and black bile. Too much blood caused problems like fevers. The answer was to let a pint or two out. And too much bile caused problems like constipation. The answer was to give the patient a powerful laxative or emetic to cause frenetic purging from one end or the other, or perhaps both. By the time of the American Revolution, a substance called calomel was the laxative of choice. Calomel was the wonder drug of the age. In large doses, it functioned as a savage purgative, causing lengthy and productive sessions in the outhouse, guaranteeing the restoration of one's bile balance. And in small doses, it was effective against the most dreaded social disease of the age, syphilis. But take too much of it and your teeth would fall out, and you might die of mercury poisoning, because calomel's modern scientific name is mercury chloride. When the Corps of Discovery left the East Coast, Lewis and Clark brought with them several pounds of mercury chloride in the form of dozens and dozens of beefy white tablets labeled Dr. Rush's Bilious Pills. These pills were almost 50% calomel, and they were big pills, at least four times the size of an aspirin tablet. The pill's inventor, Dr. Benjamin Rush, was America's most prominent colonial physician, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and personal friend of then-President Thomas Jefferson. His star had fallen considerably after the, quote, heroic style of medicine he favored, featuring heavy purging and copious bloodletting, had a noticeably bad effect on his patient's survival rate during a yellow fever epidemic in Philadelphia in 1793. But he was still an important man. By the way, you may have heard of heroic style medicine before. What it typically refers to is heroic on the part of the patient. In other words, simply extreme medicine. Extreme medicine in this era, well, you can only imagine. On the trail, the pills quickly became a critical part of the Corps of Discovery's kit. More than a few of the men did end up needing treatment for syphilis, either for pre-existing problems or for ones picked up along the way from friendly Native American women, but almost everyone needed a laxative. Week after week, hunting parties went out and brought back animals to eat. The explorers lived on almost nothing but meat. This low-fiber diet had predictable results. Enter Dr. Rush's bilious pills. The men called these thunderclappers. They were extraordinarily effective. And they've proven effective for later generations as well. Calomel, as it turns out, is only slightly soluble in human digestion, and much of it goes out with the resulting purge. Once in the earth, it lasts virtually forever without dissolving or breaking down. As a side note, it was fortunate for all involved that it was only slightly soluble in human digestion, because there was most certainly enough mercury in a thunderclapper to kill dozens of people. So, as Lewis and Clark's men made their way across the continent and across Oregon, they were unknowingly depositing a trail of heavy metals along the way, a trail that historians and scientists have been able to detect and use to document almost their every movement, so to speak. That's it for today's article. If you'd like some more information about Offbeat Oregon history, you can get it all at our central website at offbeatoregon.com. Back issues of about 210 columns going back to 2008, plus links out to audio and text feeds on RSS and iTunes that you can stream to your cell phone, and of course the Facebook page and Twitter feed. Also on the website, you'll find full citations to sources used for this story, which include a class lecture by Professor James Moore of the University of Oregon, as well as works by Tracy Nondorf and the National Park Service website. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, written by Carmen Ficarra. This podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/CC. And if you'd like to get together and have a cup of coffee and talk history, if you're going to be in the Corvallis area anytime soon, drop me a line, would you? I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com, particularly if you're going to be available on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. My Tuesday and Thursday class schedules this term are brutal. I'd love to get together with you. I always love to geek out with fellow history buffs. And that's it for today. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to take a little break. The Stories, Legends, and Lies of Oregon series is on hiatus for about 2 months until March. And then on Friday, we've got a brand new story about the legendary and lamented long-gone Portland Hotel, which stood in about 8 stories of majestic opulence exactly where Pioneer Courthouse Square is today. I'll tell you all about that after about 6 a.m. on Friday morning. In the meantime, go out and fill up the rest of your day with good stuff. Bye now.